Listen and stream the only talk radio, Freedom 106.5, for the only talk that matter.
This is Freedom 106.5 FM. As we greet all of our listeners, those that are on air, those that are online, and all those in their vehicles as well. And we get into our discussions this morning right here on Freedom 106.5 FM with, of course, Dr. Asante LeBlanc. She's, of course, from the Trinidad and Tobago Cancer Society, the chairwoman of the society there. She's Cuban-born Guyanese and a mother of five, a doctor and a clinical dermatologist, dermatologist and medical herbalist as well. And she's quite passionate about helping individuals on their road to optimum health. So today, Dr. LeBlanc, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
All right. Great, great. Nice to have you again with us. And today we're going to be talking all about harmful effects of vaping and smoking. Is there a particular reason that you thought we should delve into this topic today?
Yes. I can't remember your name. What's your name again?
Yeah, Govan.
Oh, right. Oh, it's you. How are you doing?
good.
So the reason we're using this topic, Govan, is for many reasons. As you know, smoking and vaping are major risk factors to cancer, as well as other lung diseases and lifestyle diseases. Number two, May 31st is World No Tobacco Day, where the theme is we need food, not tobacco. So it's important for us to always reiterate, especially during this month, but all the time, the harmful effects of both smoking and vaping. And number three, which is last but not least, we are seeing more and more manipulation by the tobacco industry to try and convince our youths, especially, to vape, trying to tout it as a healthy alternative and as something safe to do, and really very manipulative on their part, but also it has tremendous negative impact on the health of our youth and everyone who vapes. So it's very important for us to bring awareness, to debunk the myths, to clarify, and to bring transparency to this topic to save the health of all involved, as well as do our advocacy and fight with the powers that be so that we actually save the health of our population.
Okay, great. Now, I think anybody, well, most persons, I would hope, could understand off the bat the harmful effects of smoking, right? I mean, you're putting smoke into your body, into your lungs. You know, seems pretty obvious to me. I mean, in fact, I've never smoked a cigarette in my life, and I have no intentions of ever doing that, unless some kind of crazy thing happens. No offense, man. You know, use for the word crazy there, but I really can't see myself doing that, right? But I've heard a lot and seen a lot all over the place about vaping and it's better. Can you clear up that misinformation, if in fact it is misinformation?
It's tremendously misinformed. Okay. So let me explain. First of all, smoking has more than just the heat going down the respiratory passage. It's also nicotine and the metabolites of the burning of the nicotine, the tar and other things that they're use in the cigarettes, right?
Sure. Yeah.
But vaping is even worse, because vaping they're electronic devices, right? They're called ENDS, electronic nicotine devices, and they have nicotine in them. So it's still the addictive drug of nicotine being put in some vapes, right? Then we have other additives, including propylene glycol, other aldehydes, and so forth, to make the different flavors, the different experiences that they tout. And those are very harmful to the lung tissue. So you have the heat, and then, oh, I forgot this one, the devices themselves have been so improved in their minds that they now burn and generate at a higher, dare I say, power. So it's a lot more heat and smoke going down your respiratory tract. So with all of these characteristics, this is why we're trying to explain why vaping is not a safer option. And we want everyone to understand that, you know, the tobacco industry is saying, oh, it's 95% safer than a cigarette. But the study that they're quoting has much more to it. It was, first of all, a study that was very antiquated. It was early in the days of bringing vaping on, and it was actually debunked And they said, we do not have enough information at this time, and we cannot say that it is 95% safer than cigarettes. Not to mention, they're touting vaping as a smoking cessation tool. Now, vaping as a smoking cessation tool implies that you're putting nicotine into the vape itself. And right. therefore, it is used for medicinal purposes. Therefore, it should not be bought recreationally. So there's a problem with that myth as well, or that touting of that information. And most importantly, they're trying to say, well, all other countries accept vaping and recreational vaping. But that's not true. Australia just banned recreational vaping. And wow. so why is it we have to follow form? Why do we have to follow the negative and then hopefully ban it? It doesn't make sense. Let us do what is right.
Okay. But this is kind of mind-blowing.
It is
because I have friends that, you know, some of them probably never even smoked before, but they vape because I guess it's cool, and then you have all the fantastic flavors and all of these things. And then there are those that say, okay, they're trying to quit smoking, and the vaping is a healthy option and it's less dangerous, so they're doing this. And I'm like, okay, all right, whatever floats your boat. You know, I'm not judging, but, you know, I guess it's all well and good. But this is kind of mind-blowing. Now,
go ahead.
But I'm just, because you mentioned Australia has already banned even recreational vaping.
Exactly.
But do you think that maybe because of the big, because I mean, the whole drug industry and all the companies that make all of these products are mega giants. Is it because of the economic impact that countries may be a bit hesitant in terms of taking a hard line approach to dealing with it?
Well, let me quote what the Minister of Health from Australia said. Just like they did with smoking, Big Tobacco has taken another addictive product, wrapped it in a shiny packaging and added flavors to create a new generation of nicotine addicts.
Right.
And that's a quote from the Minister of Health of Australia.
Well, it seems to be a very accurate description of the product, because
very accurate description of the product.
Yeah, because I've been around Puss and it smells fantastic. I wish it was a product that I could have eaten or something, because, you know, some smell like blueberry muffins, like a Cinnabon, all sorts of stuff. And, you know, I guess curiosity may even get some persons onto the product, and they could become addicted to it as well, yeah?
And that is the thing, that what is happening and what we're seeing more of is not actual smokers who are turning to vapes. We're seeing them trying to entice the youth to vape. And therefore, you're now creating a new wave of nicotine addicts.
So
when we're fighting the nicotine addiction.
Right. Because I get the big tobacco companies have their own problems with the cigarette, but some of them are perhaps engaging in a new product altogether, exploring a new market by, as you say, bringing a lot of youth into this market. Hey, that's really...
Right. And what we're saying to them is we need food, not tobacco. So we're not saying you can't make money, but it's time for us to reassess our goals and what we really care about. It's really time for us to look at that. And therefore, we're asking them, well, I don't know if we're asking, we're demanding accountability.
Right.
You understand? Because you can't create a whole new wave of nicotine. Because do you know that those who start vaping can also then decide, because of the mechanism and the neurophysiology of the addiction, then go on to cigarettes. So you've no longer just created people who are vaping and nicotine addicts, but now you've turned them on to cigarettes again. You understand?
Yeah.
And it's an addiction. And you know, Dr. Capaldeo, who is a medical oncologist in Trinidad and Tobago, well-respected, and a member of our board of the Trinidad and Tobago Cancer Society, has said, and we all agree, nicotine addiction is almost close to heroin and cocaine addiction. It's an addiction. And we're trying to avoid young people to be manipulated. We already have a lot of mental health issues, crime, and all of that in our country.
Right.
And when you add addiction to the mix, you're adding more fuel to the fire.
Okay, so I'm seeing one of the questions, but I'll get to this first. So, because a lot of people say that, you know, vaping is perhaps a mechanism to help them cope with the addiction and cigarette smoking and so on. So is vaping a way to stop smoking, or is it not like that at all?
In order for us to do that, you have to be under the supervision of a supervised medical practitioner who will then monitor the amount of nicotine you're taking to help you with your cessation of smoking or quitting of smoking, mm-hmm. right? But we cannot say that you can go and buy a vape and that will allow you to quit smoking, because you're not being guided by a medical personal doctor, basically, because we have to know the quantity of nicotine you put in your system, but we do not recommend it. Because not only is it less nicotine, but it has other additives that can cause worse lung problems that you already have from smoking.
Right.
And so you cannot at this time tout it as an effective cessation tool.
And you also said that some of the chemicals or some of the components in this vaping thing damage the lung tissue as well.
Yes, it can give you popcorn lung. It gives you chronic lung, interstitial lung disease. It's not, and it can cause cancer. I mean, and I don't understand how we're going to allow that and not spread the word and educate, because we have to let people know what is happening. You're putting real, real dangerous stuff into your body.
It is, it is. This is kind of mind-boggling for me here.
Govind, why you sound like I shocked you today, boy?
You did. Because, no, I've seen a lot of young, and these are very, you know, it's not people that don't know better, I would think. I mean, these are very productive people of society, people that are gainfully employed, all sorts of stuff. And, you know, they are so set in it. This is the correct thing to do. Aside from being cool and being hip and fitting in with the crowd and yada, yada, yada. Aside from that, you know, they are set that, hey, it's not cigarettes. I'm doing the right thing. And plus,
no,
it smells really
right
cool,
thing.
Too.
No, you're not doing the right thing. And that's what we have to, and that's why we're doing as many symposiums with the help of Republic Bank and Scotia Bank Foundation, that we've done symposiums with the youth, and we continue to do it with the help of Republic Bank this year. I mean, and Scotia Bank, that we have to do these programs. We have to help the youth and we have to teach them.
So speaking about these programs, we'll get into that in a bit, but we've got to take a quick commercial break at this point in time. This is Freedom 106.5 FM. We're talking, this is the segment, Let's Talk Cancer, with the Trinidad and Tobago Cancer Society. We're talking about the harmful effects of vaping and smoking. So if you've got someone, or maybe you, engage in smoking and vaping, this is a program just for you. So don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Being a Rastafarian, you know, marijuana has played a role in the meditation, the Bible reading, the spiritual aspect of life.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
All right, so we're back. Freedom 106.5 FM. It is now 11:33 and we continue our discussions. Let's Talk Cancer with the Trinidad and Tobago Cancer Society. We've got Dr. LeBlanc with us. So, Dr. LeBlanc, we have established that, of course, major factors that contribute or cause cancer would be smoking and vaping this morning, right? So,
yeah.
And you're fighting literally against cancer, the society and so on. So what are some of the initiatives and programs that the society has been engaged in to educate, inform and to enlighten, especially the young ones, about the effects of smoking, and not just smoking, but vaping as well?
So over the past, I would say, 5 years, we have been doing school symposiums to high school children, where we go out and educate them. We show them the effects of tobacco and vaping on their lungs. The vaping campaign, the No Smoking, No Vaping campaign, was actually launched just prior to the COVID pandemic, right, in 2020. And so we ended up doing a lot of virtuals. And therefore, we're now going back out there physically and having symposiums all over the country with high school children. And we have a conversation with them. We show them via PowerPoint. We educate them. And then we take their questions. We let them do skits. We let them understand, because they are indeed, number one, they're the targets of the tobacco industry. Number two, they're the future leaders of our society. And number three, they can have influence over their peers and over their parents and adults in terms of educating them. And that is what we're trying to do, to educate, because we have enough on our plate in terms of health issues and lifestyle diseases in our population. And if we don't become more proactive about living healthier lifestyles and being proactive and not waiting for a disease to appear before you start to care about your lifestyle, we will get nowhere. and it's time for us to make a change. It's and after what we have come through when it comes to the pandemic and in terms of the acute phase of the COVID-19 pandemic, now more than ever, we should have learned lessons and we should make those changes that are necessary when it comes to our health.
Right. In terms of any outdoor executions or activations or so on, do you have anything that's coming up? I know because during the July, August vacation time, you know, you have a lot of persons maybe going to the malls and all of these popular places. Would there be any of those perhaps on the agenda coming up?
Yeah, so what we do during the August vacations is we tend to have some of our fundraisers where we would educate and we try to incorporate the children into exercising and helping them with other activities, so to speak. Yeah. Right. Now, this year, we also will have a segment which I can't say much of yet, are going to be, it's going to be on television and we're going to educate via that forum. But during July and August, we do have, in July specifically, we have, I don't know if you've seen it yet, Gobin, but we soft launched our Relay for Life coming up.
Right, yes.
And with the Relay for Life, it's going to be one step further to engage the youth, let them come out, be creative, let them understand what cancer can do to a family, to an individual, mm-hmm. and to our society on the whole, while we celebrate survivorship. Right. Yeah?
Yeah.
So it's very important to keep them active because the mental health component, which is what is sometimes the, dare I say, the straw that breaks the camel back and make you want to go and smoke whatever you choose to smoke or to vape, we need to help mental health. And that is through exercise, speaking, proper nutrition, education. And we have to take those steps and help however we can. And that's what we have on board right now.
I agree because I spoke to some young persons not too long ago. And, you know, they said life is so stressful. It could be something like school or maybe, you know, relationships not working out, maybe pressure from parents or friends or whatever the case may be. And sometimes you just need a release. And sometimes the easiest thing might be to smoke something or vape or alcohol or whatever the case may be. And as you said, we really need to treat with these mental things first because it can, I guess, be like a trigger or a gateway to some of these bad habits.
It's a bumper drug and these are bumper drugs, and that is the problem because your brain chemistry eventually will get, dare I say, immune or accustomed to a certain level of the drug, right? And therefore your brain chemistry has changed, and therefore that's when the addiction, because of that addiction, you have to then ramp up the concentration.
Right.
That's what addiction is about, and it's a crutch. And if we, you know, Gobin, we can't continue to talk and not act.
Agreed.
We have to really implement and affect our decisions. And if we are a developing world, we are a developing region, the Caribbean, we can't continue to follow fashion. You understand? Because you have educated professionals in your region, just as the first world has.
Right.
You understand? And that is what is important to understand, that the leaders need to listen to their physicians, to their activists, to their advocates. Listen to us because we're not speaking a foreign language. You understand? And we can no longer just depend on, let's see what the first world does. We know what's happening and you have to look at the science. The science is there. So why should we go down a route before when we don't need to? You understand?
Yeah.
It's not making sense to me.
Agreed. Now, as we continue along the discussions, can you give us some insight in terms of some of the health concerns or complications that persons who have cancer, or maybe persons that might be more at a risk of getting cancer when they engage in smoking or vaping?
Right. So those who've not been diagnosed with cancer, tobacco use and vaping, you have you're more at risk for tongue cancer, mouth, oral cancer, lip cancer, esophageal cancer, lung cancer, and all the other cancers, bladder cancers, and all other cancers as well, kidney cancer or renal carcinomas, and the other cancers, that's always a risk factor, smoking and vaping, right? So let's start from there. Number two, those who are smoking, who have cancer and are smoking, they are also at risk for another cancer occurring, but also affecting their treatment because smoking and vaping will affect your entire body. So your body is now trying to go through chemo, radiation, or whatever treatment regime you're going on to under, and then you're adding nicotine and these toxic habits to your lifestyle, which makes no sense. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, so, when it comes to the lung, not only is it lung cancer, but you can get chronic lung disease, popcorn lung, and then therefore your lung is not even functioning. So it's a suboptimal function of your lung, and that means you can't breathe properly. Yeah?
Wow.
And it's important to understand, because you're going to, it's scary, but and I find, Gobind, that we had instituted where we put all these images on a cigarette package, right?
Yes.
To scare smokers. It's not working. You understand? Mm-hmm. And so we have to continuously educate and show that this is happening. We can't try to put it on a vape box now. Right. We need to put a stop to it. We need to legislate. We need to draft that amendment to the Tobacco Control Bill, which was primarily pushed by the Trinidad and Tobago Cancer Society, by our Chairman Emeritus, Dr. Lackies. We have to amend it. We have to enforce it. So we have to call on the Tobacco Control Unit of the Ministry of Health to also enforce right. it.
Because
we
I
have
think,
to all come on board.
Yeah, because I think just the wording on the packaging may not be enough, because I can distinctly remember as a child, maybe in primary school or secondary school, I can't remember exactly where, but seeing in the science textbook, you know, the impact or how it looks when a human body, and they showed, you know, the various organs that are normal and those that are affected from smoke and cancer and all those things. And I thought to myself, OMG, never me. I don't want to end up in that kind of situation. So I think that kind of visual, to me, got the message home, rather than just reading the words on a, you know, a paper or flyer or package, as the case may be. That sort of visual representation scared the living daylights out of me.
I'm trying to see if I could send you now, Gobind, a picture of the smoker's body, because I want you to have that in your mind, and then you could show your friends, and then they will understand.
I will post it on all the platforms that I'm on.
You know what I mean? To understand what
because I think it's a bit unfortunate, because you are self-inflicting this eventuality on your body, you know.
Exactly.
It's a kind of fatalistic thing, I think, to me.
Robin, what's the WhatsApp I could use for you?
Yeah, so you could send us the message there on WhatsApp at 306-1065.
306-1065. Because I want you to understand it. I don't want this show to be a one-off. You understand? And
I want
you to understand. I want it to be very well understood on what we're doing and what is happening in you know, it's not just, oh well, Gobind filled up a session with information with Dr. LeBlanc and then we move on. We need it to be internalized that this is no joke. This is serious business and it's really bad.
Yeah, the message needs to hit home, I think. But so what about other than, you know, the initiatives that you do in school and so on, if persons are hearing this, they want to get involved, maybe they want to contribute or do some sort of donation, help in whatever way, you maybe get access to your resources and information, how can persons reach out to yourself and the society as well?
Right. So they can reach out to us via our social media pages. So you can go on Instagram, it's Trinidad and Tobago Cancer. On Facebook, Trinidad and Tobago Cancer Society. You can contact us via social media. You can contact us on our, let me find the number now, Gobind. You see the stress you're giving me?
Sorry. Of course. So yeah, we're going to give you all of that information, guys.
Because I need to find the number that you can contact our projects department, because our number is 226, but we have a number for the projects department. Just let me get that for you 1 second.
No problem. Yeah. So I just found you guys on Instagram there as well.
You found it.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
And Instagram should have our contact numbers as well.
Let me see.
If not, Gobind, we will send it to you. And then you'll let me know. You understand?
Yes.
But
yes.
We will send it to you.
Right. And I'm seeing that you have an event that's coming up pretty soon in July.
You're following us now, Gobind?
Yeah. So you want to give any details about that before we wrap up for today?
Yes. Well, that's an amazing event. And we're doing it alongside the American Cancer Society. right? Nice. And it's really celebrating survivorship as well as bringing awareness and remembering those that we have lost to cancer. And it's really about togetherness and showing and really saying to cancer, not today. You understand? Yes. And we are going to continue the fight. And therefore, it's going to be a state-of-the-art, well, not state-of-the-art, a brand new concept, Govind, where it's a 24-hour event.
Oh, yeah? Nice.
And so it's different events and different things happening during the 24 hours. And we're sticking to our, all I can give you right now, because I want to just tease it, is we're sticking to our culture, our region. But we're still celebrating survivorship while we remember those that we've lost. So the first aspect of the Global Relay for Life is led by our survivors and our global, our hero of hope, our global hero of hope, who is Marcia Miranda. And we are showing you, yes, there's hope. Yes, there's survivorship. Yes, we remember those that we've lost. And here are the steps we can take to help fight this dreadful disease.
Right. So, of course, we'll give you more info as the time gets closer and closer for that. Dr. LeBlanc, we're out of time already. I can't believe it.
Oh, my gosh.
But you'll be back with us next week.
Next week. Yes, yeah. Govind, for sure. And follow us. If you need any information, please contact us. If you go on our Instagram page, you'll see the contact numbers as well for our projects department. Engage with us. Let us know what's happening. Let us know if you need anything. We come out. We do lectures to schools. We do lectures to organizations. We have screening in our in-house clinics. And we have pamphlets and literature available. So just let us know how we can help. And, you know, if you want to be a volunteer, because we're looking for real interested volunteers as well, volunteerism is great. If you've lost a loved one like I have to cancer, you know that you have to give back. And this is your fight as well.
Thank you so much, Dr. LeBlanc, joining us today. Let's Talk Cancer right here on Freedom 106.5. We wish you the best. Have a great Thursday, and we'll chat again next time.
Nice talking to you, and welcome.
Thanks again.
I nearly called you Carrie B till I heard your voice.
No problem, LeBlanc. Thanks so much, Dr. LeBlanc.
Bye-bye.
You're most welcome. Thanks again. So that wraps up our special segment with the TNT Cancer Society. Talking a lot today about the harmful effects of vaping and smoking. And, you know, we speak about a lot about, you know, the narrative that's out there on media, the work, you know, words, how they pass from one person to the other, word of mouth and all of those things. And it's interesting that sometimes we use studies, we use even medical journals to promote a particular agenda or particular business interest sometimes. And when you really evaluate it, as Dr. LeBlanc said, this study would have been discredited, would have been conducted in the very, very early stages of vaping and so on, and even as, you know, quite as dangerous as smoking, or maybe even more. I'm glad that I'm not involved in any of those sort of activities.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.